The border between the states of Washington and Idaho is like a petri dish for what the minimum wage does to the economy. That's where two extremes meet. Idaho has the federal minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, while Washington's, it's nearly $2 more, the highest in the nation. You might expect that wage gap to send Washington border businesses fleeing over to Idaho. Correspondent Jessica Robinson explains why that is not what's happening.
Idahoans like Ron Mendive pride themselves on having a business-friendly state. The Republican state representative from Coeur d'Alene shares the view of many about the minimum wage.
Jobs are lost when the minimum wage goes up.
But in 2010, a group of researchers decided to put that conventional wisdom to the test. And they used counties along the Washington-Idaho border and hundreds of others like them to do it. See, the county that surrounds Coeur d'Alene, for example, has an economy much more closely tied to Spokane's than to Boise's. But the state laws governing wages, those do stop at the state line. Bill Lester of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, was on the team that looked at 16 years worth of restaurant employment data for 316 pairs of border counties.
And when you add up all of those comparisons and look at the average of all those differences in employment, the difference is zero.
Or to put it another way, when the minimum wage increases...
On aggregate, there's no job losses.
Really? No job losses? I wanted to see this for myself, so I went to a place on the map where all things should be equal geographically. I'm standing here in Old Town, Idaho. It's right on the border with Washington. In fact, the town of Newport, Washington is literally just across the street from me. Now, where I'm standing, the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. But if I cross the street, here the minimum wage is $9.19 an hour. And the very first business you see is a McDonald's. The franchise owner of this particular McDonald's is a man named Tim Skubitz.
Well, we're the second ownership of this franchise up here, and I couldn't tell you what the logic was at the time of placing it in Newport, except that it's, you know, location, location, location.
So just to be clear, this McDonald's is in the state with the higher minimum wage, and this busy intersection is so profitable that it didn't occur to Skubitz to move, even when he tore down the old McDonald's in 2011. He built a fancier, new one in the same place, not in the state right across the street with the lower minimum wage. He says wages are just one piece of a larger puzzle.
Just because we've expanded our business shows that we're growing our business, and so with growing the business, I need more employees. So we've grown substantially, I would say, in the past year and a half.
The researchers who study neighboring counties across state lines say there are a couple of reasons why minimum wage increases turn out to be a wash for businesses overall. They say, first, the wage hike reduces turnover. It also leads employers to invest more in worker training, which the researchers argue increases productivity. Of course, there are some cases of high minimum wage making a business pick up and leave town. Robin Toth is the vice president of business development for Greater Spokane Incorporated. She's engaged in what she calls a friendly competition with Idaho to recruit and keep business. And sometimes she loses.
There was a bakery that went over to the Post Falls area several years ago.
Was that because of the minimum wage?
It was because of the wages.
But Toth says more often, the retailers and restaurants, the industries that pay minimum wage, follow the industries that pay much higher wages. Manufacturing, professional services, technology, those are who Toth is courting. And she says they want to know about the workers.
You know, how many people you have in this wage range? What type of skills do these people have? What's your training program like? That's what we hear more now, and it's not that nickels and dimes.
That's a challenge facing Idaho right now. People in the crucial 25 to 29 age bracket are leaving the state for higher paying jobs elsewhere. Meanwhile, retirees entering the state are pushing up demand in the service sector. Currently, Idaho has the highest share of minimum wage workers in the nation. And there's some indication that Washington and its higher minimum wage may be drawing some of those workers across the border. 18,000 people live in Idaho, but work in Washington, according to the Idaho Department of Labor. One of them is 29-year-old Sarah Wagner. She's a barista at the Starbucks in Liberty Lake, Washington, just 4 miles from the Idaho border. Wagner says the starting pay here is higher than at her old Starbucks in Idaho, and she gets more breaks. So it's worth the trip.
Very much so. I drive 16 miles each way, and it's worth every cent.
But there are trade-offs. Back at the McDonald's in Newport, Washington, Tim Skubit says he used to give employees a quarterly raise for each positive evaluation.
I strongly believe that it's important to reward people frequently and often.
But the higher minimum wage in Washington gives him less flexibility to do that. Skubit says, given a choice, he'd prefer to start people at Idaho's minimum wage. But it's not going to change his mind about doing business in Washington either. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting from the Washington-Idaho border.